let you turn on the light. Don't laugh, babe, it would be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Listen at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau's a blind for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film.
Yes, sir. That's it.
91.5 WMFO. Oh, I didn't bring in my music bid.
Oh.
It's over
what
in
happened?
The. Yeah, it's over in the drawer. Oh, I forgot
okay.
it.
In your drawers, I'll go get it.
Thank you. 91.5 WMFO. For the Ravers, it is Jimmy not on the mic, but there
Jimmy's
he is.
Back.
Jimmy James and Marie Michelle. And it's also Johnny Thunder's birthday.
Happy today. Birthday.
It's yep. also Mickey Lee's birthday from
Very we should play Waiting for the Railroad.
Well, I was oh yes. That? Yeah, he does sing that. But very appropriate of Liz playing what's that? Ninja something?
Ninja Dolls or something? I'd have to look that up. I'll have to check that out.
But yeah, good cover. Good cover of Ramones.
Of Ramones.
So we'll definitely play some Ramones later for Mickey Lee's birthday. And we also have Lily Black coming in. I guess they'll be playing some live acoustic stuff for us.
They've got a great day going on. They're playing live after this. After playing live here, they're going to Braintree to play.
They're in Braintree tonight?
We're in Braintree.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to find out.
We might have to go.
We might have to go.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I didn't know about that.
That was great.
They'll tell us all about it.
They're all psyched up.
Let's start with the Johnny Thunders blog. You can bring them right in, Jimmy. Get the music bed because I'm not myself without it.
You're not your music self.
All right. Happy birthday, Johnny Thunders. Yeah. We went down to New York to celebrate his birthday, actually. Yeah, we'll talk all about
fantastic.
That. We'll talk
you
about that.
You two are still glowing from it.
Yeah, I have a glow.
we'll probably come back in the middle of this block and talk a little bit about it.
Very cool.
Right on. 91.5 MFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, Johnny Thunder's birthday, so we got to get this out of our system first. But we do have Lily Black in here setting up. You guys can yell hi. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Lily All right. Black.
We're going to have a block party in here today, that's for sure.
I guess they're playing tonight in Braintree, too, huh?
Yeah.
All right. We'll tell you all about that. Lily Black live here and live in Braintree tonight. It's all very cool. Jimmy and I went to New York the other night.
Yeah.
Bowery Electric. Saw the Waldos. The only remaining heartbreaker, Walter Laura, was there. And
all kinds of people.
All kinds of Johnny's friends playing his songs. And it was...
You know, you love Boston, but New York gives you a vibe that's just
It's fantastic.
Electric.
And we got to visit Otto Shrunkenhead, which...
Otto Shrunkenhead.
Our band, the Thigh Scrapers, will be doing in the fall. So
yeah. They wanted
fantastic.
They didn't even know who we were, and they wanted to take pictures with us.
Well, we looked that way, I guess.
Great.
Can't tell you how many times at the Bowery Electric they said, what band are you
what
in?
What band are you
yeah,
in?
Yeah, right. Good stuff. Great stuff. Hello to everyone down there. I'm sure some of them are listening that we talked to.
We ran into Greg Allen.
Yes. Hi, Greg.
Know? And he was just, on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And we're like, hey, Greg, that's cool.
We'll try and play him later. Remind me. Because I always say we're going to play people and then I forget. So remind me. Greg Allen later. We still got some, we're going to do some Johnny. Well, let's do a couple New York Dolls and we'll end it with some memory, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
And who did that great version? Lenny Kaye.
Patti Smith's guitarist did Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory
the
other
night.
Yeah,
he did a very slow version of it, but it was very, very cool.
I loved it.
I loved it.
His New York Dolls with Johnny Thunders. It's MFO. We'll be right back.
all the smart boys know why. Doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why. Feels so cold and all alone. But baby, you're not at home. And when I'm alone, big deal, I'm still alone. Beat my head against the pole. Try to knock some sense down in my bones. And even though they don't show, the scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. Okay, you can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. Don't try. Got no name. Called you living with me. We're one and the same. And even though they don't show, the scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. Okay, you can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. I don't try. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. Thank you. Good night.
is so sophisticated, she don't even know what she means. And I'm watching the red flags underneath all the party lights.
WMFO in Medford. Yes, Greg Allen's Fringe Religion there with Queen of Dirt. We were partying with him the other night in New York City, and I guess he played in Brooklyn last night. Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. Great stuff. Before that, huge Johnny Thunders block. Do you need to know the song? Sure. Started with a cover of The Stones, Play With Fire, Born to Lose, early demo, Baby Talk in there. We had Get Off the Phone, Courageous Cat theme, New York Dolls, Chatterbox, and then we ended with You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. It's not just Johnny Thunder's birthday today. It's also friend of the show, Mickey Lee, Joey Ramone's brother. So, yes, we'll have to play that. Play some Ramones for him. This is a song. We don't just go down to New York City for Johnny Thunder's birthday. I go down for Joey Ramone's every year, and Mickey Lee's always down there, and he sings a lot of the Ramones songs. Joey Ramone's friends do all, you know, like last time they did the whole first album, and Mickey Lee sings a lot of them. Sounds just like Joey, and he always does this song, and it almost brings a tear to my eye. And this one is actually from a Joey Ramone solo album that got put out after he died, Waiting for that Railroad. And we still have Lily Black coming up. They're getting ready. First a Ramones block, then we'll do some live Lily Black right here in the studio. All right, MFO.
Sitting here thinking of you, and I'm waiting for that railroad to go home. Oh, whoa, oh, oh, oh. Sitting here thinking of you, and I'm waiting for that railroad to go home. Oh, 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 oh. Railroad to go home.
Little girl, I want.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, Lily Black. That's off their new CD. What's the CD called, Lily?
It's called My Own Hero. It's our EP. It's our newest EP.
My Own Hero, Lily Black. That one is called Leave Me Alone.
Yes.
It's actually a Cave Dogs cover, right?
Yeah, they ended up hearing it, like the Cave Dogs himself, and they really liked it. They sent us a message, which
that's
was
awesome.
So awesome, because we all love that song. That's probably one of, I think that might be my favorite song off the record. Definitely. Like, I don't know. I just love how that went.
That's fantastic. We're talking to Lily Senna from Lily Black. We also have Liam Barry on drums.
How you doing?
Bobby Lynn Scott, guitar.
Hey.
Phoebe Clark. Hey, guys.
Hello.
So you're going to play something for us today, huh?
Yeah, we have a couple acoustic versions of some of our songs and some covers for y'all. We were thinking of starting with a song off of our first EP. It's called The Window.
Go for it.
Sweet.
We'll talk about, yeah, you got plenty of places to plug and stuff. We'll get it all in.
Awesome.
But go for it.
Staring at the window, nothing in the air. Falling into limbo, haven't got a prayer. Counting water falling, somewhere above the bed.
Lily Black. Great stuff. What's that one called?
That's called The Window. That's off our first EP, which is self-titled.
How many EPs do you have?
We have two. We have the self-titled Lily Black EP, which we put out
2015,
right after I joined. And then
you going to do any full LPs?
Hopefully that should be coming up. We're this last EP, the My Own Hero one that we just recently put out, we were kind of, you know, really getting our bearings, whereas like the first EP was kind of us just like experimenting and starting out. We were pretty young at that time too, so
at that time,
more young than we are now.
Right. At least you know.
She was like, I was still 13. A fetus.
I was 13. We had two rehearsals and then I got in the studio.
How old are you guys now? They are young. They sound you don't sound young. You sound great.
Thank you.
But I mean, young is great too. But how old are you guys?
I'm 18. I'm the old one in the band.
You're the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
Oh my God. And you?
I'm 15. I'm the youngest.
She's a little baby.
Bobby?
We're both 17.
Yeah.
You guys are 17. Bobby and Liam. Very cool. You guys sound great. Sounds like you've been doing it for as long as you've been alive.
Thank you.
What do you have for us next?
Next we have a song off the new EP called Ragdoll.
Right on.
I'm going to play guitar, so I don't know why.
I know this stuff. I've been listening to your CD.
Oh, sweet.
A lot. Yep.
Awesomeness.
Lily Black live on WMFO.
Gotta move the cord.
All right,
here we go. Okay.
Ragdoll.
Lately I've been feeling like a ragdoll. Lately I've been feeling like you're sticking needles through my skin. Do you think the outcome was worth it? Did you get what you wanted? Was it worth it, baby? Was it worth it? Tell me, darling. 'Cause I feel like I need stitches when I'm with you.
That song on the radio, I thought it was a bunch of voice tracks, but it's you two together.
Yeah, you
guys sound great together.
Thank you.
Right on. You're playing in Braintree tonight. What's going on there?
Yes. Yeah, we're playing at 6:30 with a bunch of other bands. Phoebe, you want to?
You still have those bands, Phoebe?
Yeah, I have them. I have them here.
I know one of them's the Amy Incident, and they seem really awesome.
They're awesome. We're playing, Sound Bandits, Spider Rock, Molly Reynolds, Half Astronaut, Jim Gambino from the Swinging Stakes, Puddle Splasher, Snowhouse, and then the Amy Incident and us.
Yep, and
just playing.
Someone from Swinging Stakes is there, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Jim Gambino.
Jim, okay.
So that's awesome.
Gambino.
And Morgan Brown from the Amy Incident, I believe. Asked us, or Karen Grace Linsky asked us, and I think they know each other, so it was awesome because we haven't really played a real festival.
I've never played a festival.
We played one that I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Well, you'll probably be at Bonnaroo and who knows. You're going places. What do you have for us next?
Up next we have a cover. We have a Radiohead cover. No Surprises.
Right on. I like that one.
Sweet.
Didn't they cover that on Westworld, Marie? What? No Surprises? Radiohead?
Fake Plastic Trees.
Oh, okay.
That's a great song.
I love that song. Mm.